Well, good morning, everyone. Are you excited to be in the house of the Lord today? All right, well, let's stand up today and let's just worship God.
This morning, let our faith arise. Let's give the Lord a hand clap this morning. Amen, 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 amen. Let me just tell you something. If you're putting your faith in anything other than Jesus Christ, then it is misplaced. For our faith must be in Christ and Christ alone. Everything else will let you down. Everything else will fail and fall by the wayside. But Jesus' promise has come true. He'll never leave us nor forsake us. He'll stick closer than a brother. He will comfort us in times of mourning, heal us in times of sickness, and set us free. Come on now. In times of bondage, in times, Lord, we need you. Would you just go to the Lord and pray with me this morning? Let's dedicate this service unto him. Lord, we come to you this morning and we ask right now that you would place your holy hand upon everything that happens here today. Lord, we unequivocally, without any shadow of a doubt, declare that you are the King of Kings and you are the Lord of Lords. Lord, we do not water down the gospel, but we speak it as the truth. And may, Lord, your word permeate our hearts that we may not sin against you. Lord, we pray right now that your presence would be in this place. We pray that everything that happens here would bring honor and glory to you. And so, Lord, we're going to lift our voices to you in worship today. And we do it because we love you and because you're worthy of our praise. Lord, we're going to hear from your word today because your word never returns void. And Lord, we're going to celebrate at the end of service with the baptism of believers. Lord, as we declare our love and devotion to you. And Lord, we thank you for all you're going to do in this place today. May it bring you all the glory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. You can be seated this morning in the house of the Lord. Thank you so much. I want to just say thank you for being here today. Welcome, 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 welcome. If you're a first-time visitor, whether you're here in the place or you're online today, we want to say thanks for being a part of our service here at Noble Assembly of God. If you haven't already gotten a card, usually we hand them to you as you come in, but if you haven't, there's a card in the seat back in front of you. It just, if you'll fill it out and put it in the offering, gives us a record of your attendance, lets us know you came to visit us today, and it really is helpful. So thank you so much, and want to welcome those of you who come every week. Thanks for coming again. I think you're going to be blessed today by our service and all that's going to happen in this place in just the next little bit. We have a few announcements for you this morning. First of all, tonight's the all-church cookout at Randy and Cheryl Brown's. And Randy and Cheryl are waving as we speak. Yes, they are. And they're gracious to open up their home. And they put a lot of work into this. And it is a great event. There'll be live music and games and fellowship and lots of food. If you haven't figured it out yet, if you've never been with Mr. Randy before, just know this. You are guaranteed to never be hungry. So you are also probably guaranteed to have to tell him at least twice, I can't eat anymore. I can't eat anymore. I'm sorry. But we're asking you to bring a lawn chair tonight and a side dish. It could be a salad, dessert, whatever. And it's going to start at 5 p.m. His address is right there in the bulletin. And so you can see that. And love for you to come and be a part of that tonight. Next Sunday, I'll be speaking in the morning service, and then that evening we're going to have connect groups. We've been having a great turnout for connect groups. We had another 85 this last time, and love for you to be a part of that. All the groups are out on the table, so you can see who and where everyone is meeting, and love for you to be a part of all of that today and in the coming weeks. And then coming up, we have Hallelujah Nights, our outreach for the Halloween season. It'll be on Halloween itself on that Monday. And so we want you to be a part of that. The day before, we'll be doing some setup and also have a family meal on that Sunday morning. And so all the information's in the bulletin. Sign up to volunteer at Hallelujah Night. Drop off your candy in the foyer, and we're going to have a tremendous, tremendous time ministering to our community. I'm going to ask the ushers to come as we receive the tithe and offering this morning. Amen. Amen, amen. Amen. Come on. Well, I just want to continue to just give the Lord honor and praise. We're still working towards the raising money for a pickup truck for the OU Chi Alpha ministry. We're up to $14,600, almost halfway to the 30. And we're believing the Lord's going to help us to get there by the end of the year and be able to bless this ministry that's vital, reaching students on the campus of OU. All right, Lord, we pray right now that you would bless the tithe, bless the offering, bless everyone that's here today. Lord, something special is going to happen today. Lord, because you're faithful, and Lord, because we place our faith in you. Lord, we thank you for all that's given. Multiply it in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to go back into worship now after the offering bag passes.
of the Lord. Anything that we're going through, it's His. He's got it. We just need to place it in His hands. And I know that's one thing that's very difficult for me, is I'll give it to Him, and then I'll take it back to worry about it a little bit more. But we just need to leave it at His feet, because He is such an awesome God. He's going to take care of everything. So we worship You this morning, Father, for You are a mighty, awesome, wonderful God. And You deserve all the praise and all the glory that we have today and more.
You call the sun to rise, and You lay it down to rest, and You hold this heart of mine, and You hold my every breath. Such an awesome God, so mighty, so holy, so wonderful. Such an awesome God, so selfless, so so faithful You are, and seated in majesty, reigning in holiness, the table is set for Son of God, hung on a cross to die, but not even death itself could hold You down, for You rose to life. Such an so faithful You are. permission to interrupt my plans. I know yours are better than all the ones I have. I'm slowing down, tuning out everything but you. There's no rush, you're welcome to take up all the room. And I don't want to be in a hurry, I don't want time to get in the way. I just want to give you the space to move in. Distraction and lay down all my cares. I give you my attention, God. Make me so aware that when you're
give you the space to move in this place right now. Lord, touch and meet every need, we pray. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Lord, just let's just be here a moment in the Lord's presence. Would you just think about nothing else but the Lord? Set your heart and your mind upon Him right now. I know we've been doing that, but just in this precise timing in this service, just say, God, I set my heart on you. I set my mind on you, Lord. want to follow you, Lord. I want to serve you, Lord. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Lord, move in this place. Move by your Spirit. Mend every broken heart. Mend every hurting body. Mend every wounded spirit. Lord, and continue to touch and anoint people with the joy of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Jesus, let your will be done. Let your will be done. Father, we lift up Debbie Rowland this morning. We pray that you continue to touch her, Lord. And we pray, Father God, that the treatment she goes through for the cancer would be successful. And that in a few weeks when she has surgery again, Lord, that all would be well. We just place her in your hands right now. We thank you that you're the healer. Lord, be with Tony, who's having surgery this Thursday. I pray that you would be with Tony Keller. Heal his body, Lord. Be with Richard Crawford, who needs a miracle for healing of cancer. Just touch Richard right now. Touch Kate Caldwell, Lord, who's not feeling well this morning. Terrible migraine. I just pray that you touch her right now as she feels the prayers her church family right now. We pray for Marvin Williams that you would touch him. Heal his body. Lord, we pray for the family of Elisa Young, who will be laid to rest on Tuesday. I pray, Father God, that you would just comfort her husband and her two sons and other family members. I pray that you would just be with her, Lord, as we have her celebration of life service here Tuesday at 11. I pray, God, that your peace and your strength and your love and your joy give comfort to this family and all of those who knew and loved her. God, we just pray your kingdom come and your will be done in our nation. We pray for the election coming up in a couple of weeks. We pray, Lord, for your will to be done. Pray, Father God, for healing in our land. We just pray that America would turn back to you. Lord, it's you that made this nation great from the get-go. And people have tried to take you out of the equation, and then the result is we have chaos. On the streets, in the classroom, in homes, Lord, chaos everywhere because we are taking you out of every part of life. Lord, it's time we put you back in. And we just pray, God, that you would just move across this nation from border to border, from ocean to ocean, Lord, that we would see a great move of your Spirit in this land. Bring healing, we pray. God, we just pray your blessing upon this service this morning. I pray that as the word goes forth, Lord, that as Pastor Phil said earlier, it would not return void, but Lord, it would accomplish the purpose for which you have ordained for this moment, for this time, for these individual believers. I pray, Lord, that your will be done. We just give you all praise and glory in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. You may be seated. Praise God. Thank you. I love that new song, worship team. It was called Hurry, Hurry. I love that. I've never heard that before. We don't need to be in a hurry. We need to say, God, you do what you want to do. Amen? Amen. So good to see you this morning. Continuing our series on the book of Mark, if you would take your Bibles and turn to Mark chapter 1. We're going to pick up at verse 14 today. Continuing our series called Remarkable, about the life and teachings of Jesus from the Gospel of Mark. At the conclusion of the service, we are going to have a water baptism. We've got 5 people who are going to be baptized, and that'll be awesome. Amen. Yes, thank the Lord. Mark chapter 1, verse 14. Later on, after Jesus was arrested, Jesus went into Galilee where he preached God's good news. The time promised by God has come at last, he announced. The kingdom of God is near. Repent of your sins and believe the good news. One day as Jesus was walking along the shore of the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew throwing a net into the water, for they fish for a living. Jesus called out to them, "Come, follow me, and I will show you how to fish for people." And they left their nets at once and followed him. A little farther up the shore, Jesus saw Zebedee's sons, James and John, in a boat repairing their nets. He called to them at once, and they also followed him, leaving their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired men. Father, we thank you for your word today. I pray that you would just speak to hearts and lives. I pray, God, that we would all say yes to you, yes to your will, yes to your way, yes to your plan for our life. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to divide these verses this morning into three parts. Number one, the initiative in verse 14, the initiation in verse 14, the invocation in verse 15, and the invitation in verse 16 through 20 in a message entitled Fishers of Men. So let's look at these verses a little more in depth and believe for God's blessing as we examine these Holy Spirit-inspired verses from God's Word. Number one, the invitation. By the invitation, we mean the starting or the beginning. In this case, it was the beginning of Jesus' earthly ministry. The time had come for him to begin his 3.5-year journey of preaching, teaching, leading, discipling, and fulfilling God's plan of salvation by ultimately going to the cross and giving his life for the salvation of sinners like you and me. Aren't you thankful that Jesus went to the cross this morning? Thankful that he rose again. Thankful that we have the opportunity to know him. Jesus came in the fullness of time for a purpose. Just as Queen Esther came to the kingdom, as it says in Esther 4:14, for such a time as this. Well, guess what? You and I are also alive for a reason at this season of life and of time on this planet. We are here at this time, in this place, in history, to fulfill a plan that God has for your life. Psalm 139, verses 13 to 16 says it this way, "You made all the delicate inner parts of my body and knit me together in my mother's womb. Thank you for making me so wonderfully complex. Your workmanship is marvelous. How well I know it. You watched me as I was being formed in utter seclusion, as I was woven together in the dark of the womb. You saw me before I was born. Every day of my life was recorded in your book. Every moment was laid out before a single day had passed." Isn't that amazing? Before a single day had passed, God saw our life laid out. He made us, he wove us together in our mother's womb. He made us marvelous and complex. Aren't you glad the Lord knows who you are and he made you for a purpose? Acts 17:26 says, "From one man he made every nation of men, that they should inhabit the whole earth, and he determined the time set for them and the exact places where they should live." I think that is so cool. God predetermined where we should live and who we would be and the purpose for our life. And of course, one of my favorite New Testament passages, Ephesians 2:10, "For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so we can do the good things he planned for us long ago." The NIV says, "The things prepared in advance for us to do." God has things prepared in advance for us to do, for us to follow him. You had a beginning. God initiated you into his plan. Whether you are planned or unplanned as a person, your life is sacred and valuable just as every other life is. Life begins at conception. You weren't a little glob with no life. At conception, you were, was where life began, and God should be the only person that can decide whether one lives or dies. That's the truth. Jesus preached the good news just as John the Baptist did. Throughout the ages, the good news has continued to be preached and lived as a ray of great hope and life to a dying world. The verses we read there in Mark 1 says Jesus went into Galilee. I think that's significant in the fact that his steps were ordered by God. Your steps are ordered by God too if you are seeking to follow him. God orders your steps. Where and when you live, and where and when you come and go, it's not just a random chance as you walk with God. Even who you meet along the way is not a coincidence, but it's God's providence. Isn't that awesome? Psalm 37:23 says, "The Lord directs the steps of the godly. He delights in every detail of their lives." Proverbs 16:9 says, "We can make our plans, but the Lord determines our what? Our steps." Amen. See, it is no accident. It is not a coincidence that I was born in Enid in 1961, that I lived in Garber for the first 2.5 years, Garber, Oklahoma. That on the day President Kennedy was assassinated in November of 1963, we were moving to Enid, right, Dad? That's no accident. Later, I went off to college. 4 years after going to college, moved back to Enid for 10 years, served as a youth pastor, and then nearly 30 years ago came to Noble. None of that is a coincidence or an accident. And the same can be said for your history and for your life. Your steps are ordered of the Lord. God initiates his plan in our lives and then directs our steps all along the way to fulfill his plan, until one day we walk into heaven and we see the Lord face to face and he says, "Good job. Well done. Welcome home." I'm glad I don't have to live this life by my own thinking, by my own decisions. I'm glad that there is a God in heaven who loves me, who knows me, who put me on this planet and put you on this planet, that's up there making decisions as to where I need to go and where you need to go. You see, every believer has a purpose and a plan designed for them by God, their creator. What a comfort it is to know that somebody bigger than you and I, like the old song says, is guiding us and keeping us company. If you remember the words to that song, some of you know it, that's part of the song. Aren't you glad God came to initiate his plan in you? Some of us weren't even really aware that God was after us when finally God captured us. Isn't that right, Don Kretzinger? Or there he is. That's right for all of us. God was working on getting to us before we even realized it. Because he loves us. He's got a plan for us. And you know what? It's not just for us. He's got a plan for every single person on this planet. Every single person in this community. It is no accident that you live here, that they live here. God orders the steps of the righteous. And even as we meet people that are not believers, one of the reasons we do these outreaches on Halloween night, of having the community come in with all their kids, it gives us opportunities to meet people in the community, to say hi to them, to meet their kids, and to know them and to reach out to them. Aren't you glad God came to initiate his plan in you? All you have to do is say, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, to your will, to your way, I say yes. I'll trust in you, Lord. I'll follow you. I'll lean on you. Any of you ever leaned on the Lord? Yes. So not only the initiation in verse 14, in verse 15 we see the invocation. In verse 15, where it says, the time promised by God has come at last, he announced. The kingdom of God is near. Repent of your sins and believe the good news. By the invocation, we mean the beseeching, the imploring, the pleading. God is pleading through Jesus' message for people to repent, to believe. Jesus was beseeching and begging and pleading for people to repent and to believe the good news. And you know what? His message never changed. The entire ministry, his message never changed. The same message John the Baptist preached, repent and believe. Peter preached, and all the disciples, repent and believe. The deacons, Stephen and the other deacons, Philip, preached, repent and believe. And people and ministers and Christians down through the centuries have said it simple, repent of your sins and believe and let God do the transformation. The Lord's message had four parts. First of all, the time has come. Everyone say, the time has come. The time has come for you to get your heart right. That was what Jesus was saying when he said, the time promised by God has come at last. The time has come. No more playing around. No more fooling around. No more putting off what God wants to do in your life. How many of you know God wants to bless you and make your life better, not worse? He doesn't want to make you miserable. He came to fulfill your greatest need and desires. The Bible says today is the day of salvation. Now is the time. That's what the Lord was saying. The time has come. We aren't guaranteed to live another moment, whether we are 16 or 61. When I was 16 in 1977, not long after I got my driver's license and had my wreck, I told you a couple of weeks ago about that. But not long after that, I was a junior at Chisholm High School. One of my classmates went duck hunting with some of the other guys in the class. And Charlie Holler walked out into a pond that he had retrieved, that he had shot down a duck that landed in the pond. Charlie was a big guy. He was about 6'5". He wore a size 16 shoe. He was big, basketball player. Well, Charlie walked out into that pond, and as so many farm ponds are, that mud can be like suction. It just sucked his feet down, and he got where he could not move his feet, and he drowned standing up. 16 years old. Now, Charlie was a Christian. Charlie loved the Lord, and I know we'll see him again one day. But friends, we aren't guaranteed to take another breath. We don't know. And so we have to realize that today is the day. The time has come. Next point, Jesus preached, the kingdom is near. He said, God in his great love and mercy is here and near right now to save you, to bless you, to use you for his glory. God wants his kingdom to rule in your life, not the world's or not yours. He wants you to turn everything in your life over to him. Your thoughts, your emotions, your moods, your relationships, your dreams, everything. The Lord wants us to turn it over to him. How many of you think that's probably a good idea? Yeah. It's a great idea. Sometimes we hold back. We think, I don't know about that. But it's a great idea because God wants to do great and awesome things in our life if we hold nothing back. And so he said, the time has come. The kingdom is there. The third thing he said was, it's time to repent. It's time to repent. Repent of your sins. That means change your mind and your direction. That's what repent means. It means you get out of the driver's seat of your life and put the Lord there. You go sit on the passenger side, or maybe even better yet, get in the back seat. Just don't be a backseat driver. The Lord won't have it. Put him in the driver's seat. Embrace his plan, his purpose, his power in your life. You'll never regret it. I said, you'll never regret it. Amen? So he said, the time has come. The kingdom is near. Thirdly, it's time to repent. And he said one more thing in the message. It's never changed. He said, it's time to believe. Repent and believe. Acts 16:31, believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved along with everyone in your household. Amen. I claim that one. Lord, I repent, I believe, and I'm believing for everybody in my household to one day be in heaven. John 5:24 says this. I tell you the truth, those who listen to my message and believe in God who sent me have eternal life. They will never be condemned for their sins, but they have already passed from death into life. Our former general superintendent, George Wood, wrote this in a book titled Fearless. The good news is that defeat, despair, and death never have the last word, because through his resurrection from the dead, Jesus is victor. I'll read that again. The good news is that defeat, despair, and death never have the last word, because through his resurrection from the dead, Jesus is victor. Amen. So we've looked at the initiation and the invocation. Point number three is the invitation. Verse 17 basically is the invitation where Jesus says, come, follow me, and I will show you how to fish for people. Come, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. The 13 words I read to you in the New Living Translation, the 11 words I quoted to you just now from the NIV, and the 14 words in the King James Version are life-changing. Come, I will make you fishers of men. Jesus gave a life-changing invitation to some fishermen that changed their lives in a way they would have never dreamed. They were used to catching fish. They knew how to catch fish. But the Lord says, I'm going to give you something even greater and life-changing and better than that. I'm going to teach you how to fish for men, for people. It changed their lives forever. And it's the same invitation that he gives to you and I. Come follow me. I'll show you how to catch people. I'll show you how to make a difference in people's lives. These two pair of brothers became four of Jesus' closest disciples, Peter, Andrew, James, and John. They became leaders in the church, and then later came the other disciples, and down through the ages, the Lord has added to his followers through every century, through every season. He has added more and more believers to his family, and their lives have been changed. Last Sunday, while having lunch with Pastor Dean and Joy, we talked about this very thing, how it's kind of unbelievable that they're doing this. We talked about, you know, planting a church. We talked about their early life and how they met and all this kind of stuff. And you know, Dean really wasn't a believer at first and all of this kind of stuff. And I said, you would have never thought that 30-plus years after y'all were married that you'd be planting church in inner city, or in the South Oklahoma City, Norman Moore area. He goes, never even entered the radar screen. Isn't that amazing? Of course, they said, no way, not on the radar. Who knows what God may have for you that's not even on the radar of your life right now? When you say, Lord, I'll be a fisher of men. I'll follow you. I want your will in my life. Lord, I'm tired of being in the driver's seat. Lord, you take the wheel. Jesus, take the wheel. I think somebody made a song about that once. In the same way that God used Peter and Andrew and James and John and thousands of others throughout church history, he wants to and will use you. If you come to him and you move in his direction, if we can just get people moving in God's direction. There are a lot of people trying to move away from God's direction. We need to move people in God's direction. And God wants to use you in the influence you have and the circles you run with to help others influence them to move in God's direction for their life. If you come to him and you move in his direction and you seek to follow him, he will make you a fisher of people. He will transform you and use you to transform others. What a great life. My favorite Christmas movie is It's a Wonderful Life. And I believe as a Christian, even through the difficult times, even when things aren't so good, all in all, I would have to say, it's a wonderful life. I wouldn't have it any other way. For one thing, I know in the end, we win. In the end, we win. You may be behind 49 to nothing, but in the end, you win. What a great invitation! What an initiation! God began a good work in me. And then he allowed me to participate in his invocation to encourage and plead and urge other people, come give your life to Jesus. And then all of that, he says, I'm going to make you a fisher of men. What a great life. Wow. According to writers Kent McDill and Melissa Isaacson, Don Calhoun worked for $5 an hour at an office supply store in Bloomington, Illinois. He had attended 2 Chicago Bulls basketball games in his life, and now he was going to his 3rd. When he strolled into the Chicago Stadium, a woman who worked for the Bulls organization walked up to him and told him that they were selecting him to take part in a promotional event during the game called the Million Dollar Shot. The shot came after a timeout in the 3rd quarter. If Calhoun could shoot a basket standing 79 feet away, that means he had to stand behind the free throw line on the opposite end of the court and throw the ball 3/4 the length of the court and make a basket, he could win $1 million. Now, Calhoun played basketball at the Bloomington YMCA, but he had never tried a shot like this before. He took the basketball in his hands and looked over at Michael Jordan and the rest of the Bulls. He could see that they were pulling for him and rooting for him. Calhoun stepped to the line and let it fly. As soon as the basketball left his hand, Coach Phil Jackson said, "It's good." Indeed, the ball went through the basket in a swish. The stadium crowd went wild. Calhoun rushed into the arms of Michael Jordan and the Bulls players, and they crowded around him, slapping him on the back. When Don Calhoun went home that night, he had only $2 in his wallet, but he would receive $50,000 a year for the next 20 years of his life. Hear me. Here's the point. Sometimes one action,
one decision, one moment can change everything for you.
So it is when you choose to receive Christ into your life. It changes everything. Musicians, would you come? And those that are be baptized, if you would go ahead and be prepared. Changes everything. I invoke and beg and plead anyone here today or watching over the live stream that doesn't know Jesus as Savior to repent, believe, and become a fisher of men. Repent, believe, and become what God wants you to become. While heads are bowed and eyes are closed, Father, this morning we talk to you. We pray to you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you are not willing that any should perish, but that every person should come to a place of repentance, to a place when they decide, I choose the Lord. Lord, I don't want to be in the driver's seat any longer. I don't want to be large and in charge. Help me, Lord, to surrender my heart to you, to put you in the driver's seat, because I know the plans you have for me are so much better than the plans I have for me. And Lord, right now, I just pray that you would just touch any who are here today whose hearts are not where they should be. Lord, we can have our heart involved in so many things of this world and endeavors, and they're not all bad. Many good things. But if our heart is not set, first of all, on you, everything else in time will not be important. Everything else will fade away. Lord, I just thank you right now that you see us, each one. You see what's going on in our hearts and our lives. You see what others don't. And I pray right now, if there's any in this room, in this sanctuary, or watching online that don't know you right now, I pray that they would do as you've said in your word. Realize the time has come, that you are near. Realize that they need to repent and believe. And in this moment, Lord, I just pray that those who would choose to do that right now would do that by saying, Jesus, I come to you. I know you are here. I know today's the day. I don't want another wait, another moment. I know today's the day, Lord, and I choose right now to repent and change my mind and change my heart by saying yes to you. I believe in you, Lord. I believe. I come to you right now, Lord. I come to you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The team is going to come and sing another song, and as they sing, if you need special prayer this morning, I would invite you just to come for a moment. If you want to give your heart to the Lord, if you need special prayer for anything, let me pray for you before I go back and get ready for the baptism. But as they sing this next song, I just pray that you would obey the Lord. If he wants you to come forward for prayer, let us pray for you. If you want to accept Jesus, come and say, Lord, I accept you right now. Come into my heart. Change my life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Take me past the outer courts and through the holy place, past the brazen altar. Lord, I want to see your face. Pass me by the crowds of people, the priests who sing their praise. I hunger and and thirst for your righteousness. Into the Holy of Holies, take me in by the blood of the Lamb. Take me into the Holy of Holies. Take the coal, cleanse my lips. Here I am. And take me past the outer courts and through the holy place, past the brazen altar. Lord, I want your face. Pass me by the crowds of people, the priests who sing their praise. I hunger and thirst for your righteousness, but it's only found in one place. So take me into the Holy of Holies. Take me in by the blood of the Lamb. So take me into the Holy of Holies. Oh, take the coal, cleanse my lips. Here I am. So take me into the Holy of Holies. Take me in by the blood of the Lamb. Take me into the Holy of Holies. Take the coal, cleanse my lips. Here I am. Oh, take the coal, cleanse my lips. Here I am.
You are beautiful, you're so beautiful.
beautiful. Your face is all I seek, and when your eyes are on this child, your grace abounds to me. Oh Lord, you are beautiful, so beautiful. Your face is all I see, and when your eyes are on this child, your grace abounds to me.
See the account of Jesus being baptized by John the Baptist. The scripture says in Matthew chapter 3 that when Jesus came out of the water, that the Spirit of God descended like a dove, and that a voice from heaven came and said, "This is my Son in whom I am well pleased." I think just as God the Father spoke over his Son that day, that's what he would say today to each of these five who are going to be baptized. This is my son, this is my daughter in whom I am well pleased. Baptism doesn't, that's not what saves you. It's the blood of Jesus Christ, the repentance of sin, and the acceptance of Jesus into your heart. But it is a significant step in the journey of a Christian's walk as they proclaim publicly their devotion to live for Jesus. Amen? Amen. Well, I get the privilege of baptizing a couple of young ladies today. And so the first one is coming right now. This is Anna Davis. Can we give her a hand clap? Extra hand clap for everyone who gets in the baptism today because the heater's not working. Putting on my game face. Anna's is a super special girl. One of the things that I love about Anna is from the very beginning, since she's just started here at the church and been here all these years, is there's two things that you'll always find Anna with on Sunday morning: her Bible and her Sunday school offering. Right? And I'd like to ask you a couple questions today. First of all, have you made a decision to receive Jesus into your heart and to live for him?
Yes. Yeah.
And you're here today just to tell everyone publicly that you're going to live for him from this day forward And you're going to do as Pastor said today and share the gospel with others. Amen?
Yep.
Amen. All right. Well, then I want to pray over you and then I'm going to baptize you. Okay. So hold your nose. All right. Put your hand. Either one. Put your hand right here. There you go. Lord, I thank you so much for Anna. I thank you for the commitment she's made in her life. And I thank you, Lord, for the people who are going to come to know Jesus because of Anna's life. Lord, we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. And so in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, I baptize. Love you. All right. Pound it. All right. Careful as you get out. All right. Next young lady, many of you will recognize, Addie Caldwell. Yes.
It's cold.
Addie, you want me to talk for a real long time so we can stay in here? Huh? Is it cold? Okay. I don't want it to get too high. Okay. You're going to go all the way under in a minute, so amen. When I think of Addie, I think of the word that comes to mind to me is joy. Addie is always smiling, always encouraging, always faithful. She's a helper, whether it's helping with the coffee or helping me with something. She's always willing to be. And she is the current leader of the middle school. She's the president of the middle school FCA. So let's give her a hand for that today. Addie, you've made a decision to live for Jesus, right?
Yep.
And you're going to tell others. You're already doing that on every Wednesday at the meeting at FCA, right?
Yep.
Yeah, I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
All right. Get in position. Hold your nose. Let me pray for you. Lord, thank you so much for Addie and for the life she's living and the legacy she's going to leave. And Lord, we pray right now you just continue to work through her in Jesus' name. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, I baptize you. This time, Pastor's going to come to baptize three young men.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Come on, Colin. Wait till I find an electrician. A little cool?
Yep.
This is Colin, and Colin is Doris. Connor. I knew that. Connor, Doris Miller's great grandson. I remember when he first came around, you were just little guy. Connor, how old are you now?
10.
You love Jesus?
Yes.
Are you going to go to heaven one day?
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to try to take a lot of people with you?
Yes.
Amen. Yeah, that I like that affirmative. You weren't even hesitating, were you?
No.
All right, come over here. Hold your nose. Lord, I thank you for Connor. I thank you for his faith in you, and I just thank you for his affirmative answers that he is going to follow you. Regardless of what happens in this world and in life, that you are his Savior and his Lord, and he's going to endeavor to make a difference for you. Because of his confession of faith, and now we baptize him in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. This is Jarek. You all right, buddy? Jarek is the son of Donna Mankins and Richard and Donna Gerken's grandson. And you know, you're all ready to go, right? How old are you, Jarek?
Eight.
And you love Jesus, right?
Yeah,
I know you and your brother love the Lord. I'm so thankful you've been coming here and I just know that the Lord has his hand on you. He's going to do awesome things in your life. Amen. Amen. Lord, I thank you for Jarek. I thank you, Father God, for his love for you. I thank you for his wonderful family. And Lord, I just pray right now that you would just keep your hand upon him all the days of his life, and that you would use him for your glory. Because of his confession of faith in you, we baptize him now in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. This is Kaisten, Jarek's twin brother. He just told me I'm a few minutes older than him. Kaisten, you love Jesus?
Yes.
Yes. You're going to go to heaven one day?
Yes.
Yes. Are you going to take a lot of people with you?
Yes.
Amen. I like that definitive answer too. Yeah, well, I love you and I appreciate you. Know that God's got his hand on you. Okay, hold your nose there. Father God, I thank you for Kaisten. I thank you again, like I said, for his brother, for his wonderful family, an example that he's had all these years. I pray, God, that you would just indeed hear the desire of his heart to serve you, to follow you, to make a difference in this world. Because of that confession of faith now, we baptize him in the name of the Father, of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Good job, buddy. Awesome. Praise God. Praise God. Isn't God good? Amen. Let's all stand. Thank you for being here today. I encourage you to let God's will be done in your life. He has plans, great plans for you. His biggest plan is to keep you forever with him in heaven one day. Amen. Father, we thank you, Lord, for this service. We thank you for each and every person here. We especially thank you for these five who were baptized. We just thank you for their lives and that they will continue to follow after you. I pray that you would just bless them and their families. And Lord, we just thank you for this time together on this Sunday morning in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. God bless you.